The former Irish national swimming coach, George Gibney, is in custody in the United States this morning. He was arrested yesterday on foot of an Irish extradition warrant. Now in his 70s, Mr. Gibney is wanted in Ireland to face child sex abuse charges. The former Olympic coach left Ireland in the 1990s after securing an injunction preventing the DPP from prosecuting him in relation to separate accusations of sexual abuse. Following the 2020 podcast from Second Captains and BBC, Where is George Gibney? Several new alleged victims came forward, enabling the DPP to issue fresh charges against him. Joining us now, Maeve Sheehan, senior correspondent with the Sunday Independent. Good morning, Maeve. Thank you for joining us. This podcast from 2020 by Mark Horgan and Kieran Cassidy that led to new accusations against him was called Where is George Gibney? But who is George Gibney?
Hi, Mary. George Gibney was at one time in Ireland a very well-known swimming coach. He coached children at Trojan Swimming Club in New Park Comprehensive in Dublin. He was quite a senior figure in swimming. He would have appeared as a commentator and so on in the media. He was the Olympic swimming coach, I think, from 1984 until 1991. Mm-hmm. And around that time, allegations began to emerge that he had abused children. Those allegations surfaced in the early 1990s.
They did. He was charged. He appeared in court in Dublin back then in April of 1993 in relation, I think, to 27 counts of, and you've been reporting on this, of indecent assault against young swimmers and having carnal knowledge of girls under the age of 15. But just remind us what happened ultimately to that set of court proceedings.
Well, ultimately, he challenged the prosecution in a case that went all the way to the Supreme Court. His lawyers argued that too much time had elapsed since the alleged offences had occurred and that he wouldn't be able to get a fair trial, and amongst other legal arguments, and he was successful. The Supreme Court ruled in his favour, and effectively the charges against him were dropped. He then moved to Scotland, where he continued coaching, and then I think the allegations followed him, and he then moved from Scotland to America, where he has been for the last 30 years or so.
And I suppose really, you know, very little was heard. His name would resurface from time to time with different reports and so on, but little enough heard from that time in the 1990s until 2020, when we had this Where is George Gibney podcast aired by BBC. Now, the team on that programme, on that podcast, they interviewed a number of people. A new set of allegations were made against him. Is that what has now led to this application from Ireland for his extradition from the United States?
Yes, it is. But Gardaí, we're also looking at historical allegations before the podcast aired. In fact, you know, you mentioned like reports over the years, like journalists like Johnny Watterson and Justine McCarthy have reported and written extensively about this case over the years. And there have been attempts, you know, to raise it with the government as recently as 2015. The Gardaí, I know, have looked at the case again since then. What the podcast did, and when that first aired in 2020, was give voice to so many of George Gibney's alleged victims. And that resulted in even more people coming forward. And I think at the end of the programme, like, there were multiple allegations with Gardaí as a result of that podcast. A file went to the Director of Public Prosecutions, I think, in 2023. And last year, the DPP decided that there was enough evidence to charge George Gibney. He was arrested in America on foot of an extradition request that Gardaí put into the American authorities, I think, late last year. This was known, but by some journalists, it couldn't be reported at the time because Gardaí were keen to ensure that the extradition attempt would go smoothly, that no details would leak out. And yesterday, I think yesterday evening, Gardaí received confirmation that Gibney had been arrested at a residence in Florida, I think in Altamont, Florida, and that he was brought to court. I believe he appeared in court yesterday and was detained in custody, and there will be a further court hearing probably today.
And just finally, Maeve, do we know what the next steps are at this stage?
Well, the next steps are the allegations will have to be put to George Gibney, and he will then be given an opportunity to respond. Those proceedings will take place in the US, and you know, we don't know how he is going to answer those accusations that he now faces.
All right, Maeve Sheehan, thank you very much for bringing us up to date on what's happening in relation to George Gibney there. And we will have more on this from our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds later on in the programme. It's 17 minutes past seven. And we're going to return to the news that a process to return the former Irish national swimming coach George Gibney to Ireland to face charges in relation to the sexual abuse of children has begun. Mr. Gibney was arrested in Florida yesterday on foot of an Irish extradition warrant. He left Ireland back in 1993 after securing an injunction preventing his prosecution on previous sex abuse charges. A new Garda investigation began nearly 5 years ago following the broadcast of the Second Captain's BBC Where is George Gibney podcast when new allegations were made against him. The DPP directed that he be charged in relation, it's believed, to 50 alleged offences. What happens now? Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds joins us. And Paul, George Gibney is in custody today in the United States. So what are the next steps now to returning him to Ireland to face trial?
Yeah, that's correct, Mary. He had been living for years with another man in Altamont Springs, which is a city north of Orlando in Florida in the US. Now, he's the former national swimming coach. He has for decades been the focus of historic sexual abuse allegations. He's now in his 70s. He was arrested by US marshals there yesterday afternoon and taken into custody on foot of an international arrest warrant issued by the High Court here. The state is seeking his extradition to face over 50 charges of alleged abuse. We understand Gibney was brought before a US district judge in the Middle District of Orlando yesterday and remanded in custody pending further court appearances there. In a statement last night, the Gardaí said they were, quote, aware of the arrest of a male in his 70s in the United States on foot of an Irish international arrest warrant. But they're saying as this is now in the hands of the US authorities, they won't be commenting further.
His options now, he can contest the extradition warrant. That could delay matters for some time until we'd have an outcome in the American courts.
Yeah, I mean, what happens now is really in the hands of George Gibney and his legal team. I mean, it's clear that the state want to extradite him, want him home to face these charges. George Gibney can agree to be brought home, at which stage his extradition would happen quicker. Or he can decide to contest the case, at which point he would most likely be remanded in custody. And it would be some months, most likely next year, before the case would be decided. I mean, there is a process here which has been used several times in different cases in the past in both directions. A number of Irish people have been extradited from the US, a number of US people and Irish people who the US authorities have wanted have been extradited to the US, and the process has worked efficiently in the past. I mean, people, for example, might remember the case of David Drum, the former Anglo-Irish Bank CEO, who was also in the US and was wanted here to face fraud charges. He was arrested in Boston in October 2015. He initially contested his extradition. He remained in custody in the US before abandoning his challenge to his extradition in March 2016. He was extradited. He was charged here, tried, convicted and sentenced to 6 years in prison.
It's over 30 years since George Gibney left this country. But take us back, because back in the 80s and the early 90s, he was a powerhouse in Irish swimming.
Oh, he was, yeah. He was a teacher of metalwork at New Park Comprehensive School in the 1970s. He went on to become a senior figure in Irish swimming in the 1980s and 1990s. He was the coach of the elite swimming club Trojan in Dublin, and he was also the national and Olympic coach, swimming coach between 1984 and 1991. However, a number of swimmers came forward and alleged that they had been sexually abused. A Garda investigation was launched at the time, and in April 1993, George Gibney was brought before Dunleary District Court, charged with 27 counts of indecency and having carnal knowledge of girls under the age of 15. However, he took a judicial review in the High Court claiming he couldn't get a fair trial on a number of grounds, including delay. And in July 1994, he secured an injunction preventing the DPP prosecuting him on those charges. His alleged victims, however, came forward quite unprecedented at the time and went public. They spoke to the media. They swore affidavits saying, claiming what he had done. And the newspaper at the time, the Sunday Tribune, published their testimony, which Gibney has never contested. He then left the country, went to Scotland, where he got a job as a swimming coach there. RTE went to Scotland. He declined to make himself available to answer the allegations. And shortly afterwards, he left and went to the USA. In 2006, he was again doorstepped by RTE's primetime. And again, he declined to address the allegations against him. But the impetus for this latest development, his arrest in Florida, began when the second captain sports producer, Mark Horgan, put together a series of programmes for the BBC podcast, Where is George Gibney, in 2020. A number of alleged victims came forward and told their stories. Horgan also confronted Gibney with the allegations in Florida in 2019, but again, he declined to address them. However, following the broadcast, the late assistant guard, the commissioner, John O'Driscoll, who was in charge of serious crime investigations at the time, announced that the Gardaí had commenced a new criminal investigation into the allegations. An appeal was issued to people with information to contact Gardaí, and a number of new alleged victims came forward for the first time and made statements. And these and other evidence were collated into a file which was sent to the DPP. There had been two previous investigations in 1993 and in 1997, but no prosecutions ensued. But this time, the DPP decided late last year that George Gibney should be charged with over 50 cases of historical sexual abuse. And on foot of that decision, the Gardaí went to the High Court, secured an international arrest warrant, which has commenced the process now of seeking his extradition back to Ireland to face those charges.
Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, coming up now to 18 minutes past 8.